WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryant next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Municipal Police Association reports a crisis in recruiting new officers. That is not the problem in Bryan.
I would not say that we have had a crisis in recruiting here with the Bryan Police Department.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the number of applicants are up over the last 4 years, and there remains a steady number of applicants when openings become available, including former officers who have returned.
I think we've had five in the last couple of years that I can think of that have actually come back to the Bryan Police Department because they love our agency and they love this department.
McKeithen credits great community support to retaining and returning officers. Last month's announcement that the Texas A&M Systems Engineering Extension Service will provide additional workforce training for Blinn College might be a blueprint elsewhere in the state.
That's a good idea. If we could duplicate that around the state and get those training available at other community colleges, I think it'd be wonderful.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he'll be paying close attention to the year-to-year agreement between the local institutions. He also wants to see more workforce training at the high school level. When Congress repeals Obamacare, that does not mean the end of federal health insurance assistance. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the repeal vote will be around February 20th.
What that repeal vote will say is that Obamacare goes away, and we'll pick a date. It'll probably be 2 or 3 years out.
Flores expects some will say the transition period is too long or it will be too short. Flores points out it took Obamacare 4 years to be implemented.
For the healthcare industry and the healthcare insurance industry to make all the systems and procedural changes to accommodate that new healthcare environment, even though it failed.
Flores says no one is going to lose health care coverage and the insurance industry will have a stable market to write new policies. Today is the deadline for the BCS Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award nominations. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says these awards go to business owners who have had a significant impact on our community.
You have to be HUB qualified. The categories are Hispanic, African American, Asian, Indian, American Indian, woman, or this year we have a service disabled veteran.
Brewer says the award winners will be honored at a luncheon on January 28th. More information and nomination forms are online at bcschamber.org. Today is also the deadline for local businesses and nonprofit groups to register for Blinn College's semi-annual Community Orientation Days event on the Bryan campus. Coordinator of Student Activities, Lane King, says the two-day event is timed with the start of the new spring semester.
We're going to be providing businesses that register with us a table and some chairs inside the student center, potentially spilling outside of it, depending on attendance. During the busiest time of our day, on the busiest section of our campus, here in Bryan.
Registration information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 30 degrees. We still have mouse pad multifunction units left, so make sure to text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:08. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, reviews, and approval. Okay, chilly numbers for you.
Cold weather, which has been north of the region all week, has finally been drawn into Texas, and it's going to be chilly through the weekend. We have cloudy and breezy conditions today, only 35 to 40. There's the risk of a passing shower today, and it may take the form of some sleet. Tonight, clearing and breezy, 20 to 25. Sunshine tomorrow with high anywhere from 40 to 45. Clear tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunshine's back Sunday, and highs will be 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Aggie women's basketball team's loss to Georgia last night. Meanwhile, the men's basketball team gets set to take on the Gamecocks earlier tomorrow on the road. And we've got details on the Rangers' new retractable roof stadium. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So we're right here where it's warmer. It's a little chilly in my room because I've got these windows, you know.
Yeah, well, you know that you've got a Mr. Oliver space heater down there to plug in if you like.
Yeah, that's right.
That thing works well.
Does it? Okay. Yep. Well, I may have to do that again. I ain't really complaining because it's maybe 60 in here.
You're still inside.
I am inside.
And when it's nice out, you get to see the sunset.
Yep, you're right.
Me and Chelsea don't get to.
Yeah, and the sunrise. Yeah,
sunrise, right here.
And if you're outside, the chill factor is 17 right now. Just
Ooh-wee.
Saying. So if you're,
better got your long johns on.
That's right. And so school's not in session, is that right? Public school starts next week.
Ooh,
so
see, yeah, there, I think so.
Yeah, if you were out there, that wouldn't be fun. Anyhow, but I'm in the semi-warm WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Now, what did you call this mouse thing? The multi-function
unit.
That's it. I like that. So we've got some more of those to give away this morning. All you have to do is text into us.
Yep.
It's easy.
979-695-1620.
Yep. And then you come by and pick them up and pick it up. Pick it up. We're not talking multiple units
here. Yeah, get one unit.
That's right.
One unit.
I like the idea of calling it a unit. It makes it sound official.
It does. It really does, doesn't it? So, and again, we appreciate the listener who actually took a picture of them using it.
They did.
For one of its purposes.
Yes.
You know, again, you can open jars.
We'd love
with
to
it.
See other purposes.
Yes, you can. You could cut the corners off and you could use those as cushions under furniture
I feel a how-to video coming on.
Well, you know, could be. Yeah. Hey, here's a video that's gone viral. Did you hear about the mom's 34-second video where she talks about what it's really like being a parent?
No.
Yeah, her name is Ashley Gardner. And, we'll play a little. It's the 34-second description of being a parent.
Okay. Dad's out shoveling the driveway. Mom desperately needed a treat to get through the rest of the night.
It's a Twizzler.
So I'm hiding in the pantry.
Yeah.
Eating a treat.
It's a Twizzler.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
They don't ever go away. They want everything you have.
Twizzler. Then she takes the camera and shows you under the door. And her little munchkins are looking in.
She's always there.
Always there.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi.
She's the mother of quadruplets.
Oh.
Yeah. Posted the video that shows her hiding in the pantry as she eats that Twizzler and explains she desperately needed the treat just to be able to make it through her life, her night. But then the kids want everything she's got.
How funny. Hey, we did have a texter just text in. CSISD started school yesterday.
Oh, sorry.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. And I should know more about our school calendar, and I don't.
Okay. Well,
they are in session.
Okay.
So bundle up.
Standing outside waiting for the buses. Hey there.
Yep. Hey, can I use the mouse pad as a pot holder?
Yes.
You can.
Absolutely.
And thank you. That's one more reason. Okay. Didn't know if he had others.
I probably should have kept my 2016 one
we'll
for that.
See.
We've got a new text. We've got a texter saying, my wife needs an elbow pad for working at her computer.
There you go.
Perfect.
So if your mouse doesn't need a mouse pad,
your elbows
might still need an elbow
That's
pad.
That's also true. You know.
You've got it, Joel. You're on the list.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for giving us reasons to continue to get these because, after all, We were a little late catching on to this. I mean, after about 3 years, you know, optical mouses became the thing. So the fact that we didn't have a little ball in the bottom of them didn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you talk to any kid today who's under 20,
And they're like, there was a ball and a mouse?
Huh? They did what? Why would they do that?
I remember getting to, like, take it out and clean it.
Well, you had to take it out and clean it.
Yeah.
It was all gross.
You get all that fuzz in there.
Such a satisfying, like, activity.
Exactly. Mouse fuzz. What'd you do today? I cleaned the mouse fuzz?
And then
Yep, got the ball, and it's clean and shiny and gray again like it's supposed to be. So, anyhow. All right, there's a website out there. You know, during the 2016 presidential election, P.E. Trump talked a lot and tweeted a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And many of his speeches and social media posts made promises. Apparently, 193 promises were made. So there's a website now called Trump Tracker, that plans to keep an eye on his progress over the next 4 years. The Trump Tracker will fact check and see if he adheres to all of his stance on politics regarding culture, immigration, economy, and many more. And I'm not here to defend him, but I'm going to say if he just does a better job than other politicians at keeping their promises, then we've gotten a net gain out of the deal, okay?
True.
I'm not going to say he can hit 193 of these things,
no.
But if he at least does some of these things, then that will put us a little bit higher up on the scale of what we want our elected officials to
mm-hmm.
do.
Agreed.
Okay, here we go. You were waiting on this.
Yeah.
A recent study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, which sounds like it'd be fun, but it's probably not. You know, it's probably real technical type stuff.
Yeah, tedious work.
Yep. They say that retaliating against people who have wronged you really does make you feel measurably happier.
Well, I could have told you that.
Yeah. So now you got science saying that revenge is an okay thing.
So I really should hold that subwoofer from my TV speaker up to my ceiling for my upstairs neighbors who make all kinds of noise.
Revenge how you need to. Revenge how you need to.
I watched the Captain America Civil War real loud last night.
There you are. See if that helps a little bit. You hear me out there? Huh? You hear me? Okay. So we don't have a snowplow here. We don't need a snowplow. Going to be cold this weekend and all that kind of stuff, but snowplows just don't happen very much in this part of Texas. Well, residents of a tiny hamlet in Maine, where it does happen, knew what they had to do when the only snowplow driver in town quit. He quit. Yep. They grabbed shovels and they got to work. The only plow truck driver for most of Parsonsville, Maine, quit after a storm dumped 25 inches of snow on the town on December 30th, but residents volunteered to pick up the slack, and the roads were close to fully cleared by yesterday. Well, it took a while, though.
Oh, a week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Maine Department of Transportation, local plowing contractors, and residents chipped in as well. But the town, I guess now they got to find a new one. So if you want to drive the snowplow.
If you need a job.
The guy saw all that snow and was like,
no! Not me.
I'm not
me.
Doing it anymore.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
I want one of those multi-function tools.
Do you? Who are you?
It's a unit, but...
I'm Don.
Don Phillips. Who?
Phillips.
All right, Don, you're on the list.
Don, you're on the list, buddy. Come by and pick it up.
I listen to Chelsea and the boys every morning.
See? Here we go. Thank
Woo!
You.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm making T-shirts. You guys are getting gifts this year. Chelsea and the boys. And they're going to be pink.
Maybe we could get hats made, too.
Yes.
I mean, if we could have Make America
Great Again. Make radio great again. Chelsea and the boys.
All right. See how that works. Shoppers were mystified and a bit alarmed when two young men wearing Donald Trump masks began boxing one another inside a Virginia Lowe's store. Officers were summoned to the store last Saturday afternoon because of a disorderly display that scared the customers. A witness said he saw the men hitting each other while yelling, "Donald Trump, Donald Trump." Men fell and knocked down merchandise in the process. One of the men later said they were just trying to have some fun.
Okay.
That actually sounds like something that I would like to see and laugh at because you know that they were just doing it as a joke.
Sure,
you know?
Just so that people would talk about them. And you were probably hoping that somebody would video it as well, you know, so that you could make YouTube, and maybe that didn't happen. Hey there.
So they didn't have anybody in a small town in Maine that knows how to drive a tractor. i.e. a snowplow, that they had to shovel roads?
Well, apparently so, or nobody took the initiative to go out there and see if they could even get that thing started. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
But well, OMG.
And that's why I wonder if he owned the snowplow.
Good
like
point.
The snowplow driver, it was his truck. Because sometimes you just have to connect a thing to the front of like a pickup.
You're right.
Or, you know, so maybe they just didn't have access to one.
Could well be. That, yeah,
because
but you're
I
right.
would have been able to figure out how to drive it.
He may have been, yeah, he may have owned it. And
this reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Homer becomes Mr. Plow.
Okay. Don't know that. Never watched The Simpsons, but, you know, I've watched some of an episode before.
Oh, you're aware gosh. Of it.
This may be the best use for our multifunction unit I've ever heard
all
of.
All right.
I use my old ones as soft frisbees when my child gets snarky.
Oh,
nice.
Very good. I like that. See, there's so many things you can do with these. And obviously, this person has had one for years.
Yep.
You save them up. Well,
then you throw them at your children.
Whatever. That's exactly right. They're absolutely safe to do that. You may have a dog who wants to chase it.
Yeah. Oh, good
point. We're not going to tell you what to do.
No.
That's up to you.
That's right.
Well, we can tell you what you can do with
it.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, get to Atkinson Toyota's Repound Joe Sale. It's the first big money saving event of 2017, and you don't want to miss it. Thursday through Saturday only. Shop Atkinson's complete inventory of over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos, all tagged with huge New Year discounts. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 170-2908. 2006 Toyota Corolla. Selling price $5,388. 72 West and 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. And this is the can't-miss event of the year. Every used car is a bargain. You'll save more money than you ever thought possible on a used car. We've even posted all payments on the windshield. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month. Starts the new year saving money at Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe sale. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. This event absolutely ends Saturday. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th at the Hilton College Station, featuring keynote speaker, Fox News contributor, and decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth. Hegseth, former CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, built the largest conservative veterans advocacy organization in America and led the charge for real reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Table sponsorships and individual tickets are on sale now. The 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th. Log on to BrazosGOP.org or call 268-2308.
Good morning, the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW 722. A little bit of business news. We had, Chelsea had the story yesterday about Macy's closing a lot of stores around the country, not closing the one in College Station. But Macy's stock went down 14%. Kohl's went down 19% yesterday after sales figures were announced for the fourth quarter. Remember, it's always best to shop tomorrow at Kohl's because they've always got, you know, another deal going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go in there and then they give you, you know, coupons again, so you keep coming back. Anyhow, so the sales figures came out for the fourth quarter, including the Christmas holidays. Analysts say that the drop in sales is because more and more people are buying online rather than visiting the brick-and-mortar stores and malls and other locations. What's kind of interesting is you look at that, and so they're going to close some stores, and Amazon's going to open stores. Amazon is opening brick and mortars, you know?
Yeah.
Now they're open and they're doing groceries. I mean, they're changing their model, and maybe they're coming in at brick and mortars kind of on their own terms. That way they don't come in with great big stores, lots of square footage. But at the same time, in big cities where you've got a good density of population, then you could. It makes it worthwhile because there are enough people around who'll go, well, I'll just go into the Amazon store and pick up that blender or whatever it is if you don't want to order it online. Sears Holdings Corporation, which runs both Kmart and Sears stores across the country, said it's going to close another 150 stores, 108 Kmarts, 42 Sears.
Wow.
Closing two stores in El Paso and one in Lufkin. I don't know if they're Kmart.
It's like there's two of anything in Lubbock.
Yeah. So there you go. So they're gonna close three locations. The other thing is they are going to sell their Craftsman tool brand to Stanley Black & Decker for $900 million. And for a lot of people growing up, Craftsman was a a great tool line. I mean, you do Craftsman and Kenmore. I mean, that was the kind of stuff that that Sears was known for. So they're selling that for $900 million as the company attempts to battle the same brick-and-mortar crisis we just talked about with Macy's and Kohl's. The Wall Street Journal reports that sales dropped 12 to 13% in the fourth quarter last year, and they say the deal will let Stanley develop, manufacture, and sell Craftsman-branded products outside of Sears. So you'll start seeing that other places. Ooh, Matt Lauer is throwing a hissy fit.
Uh-oh.
He is really not happy that Megyn Kelly is going to be moving to NBC.
Oh, yeah?
Nobody told Matt about that.
Oh.
He felt like he should know because he makes $20 million a year.
So he's entitled.
Yeah. So they say, TMZ says, he, quote, blew a gasket when he heard the news. The and the deal that the story that was out yesterday was that Fox offered Megan Fox a $100 million package to stay. And she said, nuh-uh.
Nope.
So, see how that works out.
Interesting.
She may be happier over there at NBC.
Yeah. You know, the money is what the public sees, but there's a lot of background information
sure.
you don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I don't know about it. I'm just saying.
Y'all aren't besties?
Oh, y'all don't know?
No. Well,
let me call Meg. Hold on.
That's right. The thing is, she had already burned some bridges over at Fox anyhow.
Right.
So she gets to go over and make a whole new bunch of people mad at her.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
A great thing. Now they're going to move Tucker Carlson into her slot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he'll be in there doing his program. And then Greta Van Sestern, who left Fox, is going to go to MSNBC. That'll be interesting.
Wow.
Don't know that that's going to work very well.
Interesting little shakeup there.
It is. Yeah. And we haven't had a Blake Shelton story in how long?
Oh, it's been a while.
It
since
is.
The voice.
Well, he's teaming up with the folks at the Grand Ole Opry to open up a couple of new watering holes in Nashville.
Ooh.
And also in his hometown in Oklahoma.
I'd go to a Blake Shelton bar.
There you The Music City venue will feature live music stages, restaurant, karaoke, and rooftop fire pits. Fire pits. While the one in the Sooner State will be a little bit smaller. Both spots will be called Ole Reds his 2002 hit,
yep.
Which he plans to be very involved in the
cool.
project. So there you are. That's our Blake Shelton news. All right, 727. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. If you think it's chilly out there, it is, but it's going to get colder. What we got to do is just concentrate on thinking about Tuesday when it gets back up to 75. But in the meantime, we're looking at a high temperature today of 35. That's the high. Low tonight will be 22. High temperature tomorrow, we'll have sunshine tomorrow, so that'll be a little bit nicer. But we're looking at a high temperature tomorrow of 41 and a low temperature tomorrow night of 20. It'll be about 50 on Sunday with sunshine again. And then it warms up on Monday to 65, but we'll have some clouds. So it's some strange stuff. And, of course, if you've heard through the southeast, there's a lot of bad weather over there for folks who generally aren't used to it. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 20, gusting to 26. We've got a chill factor of 17, and it's 30 outside.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years ago, so-called climate scientists set off on a research vessel to prove that global warming was melting the Arctic sea ice. And the research vessel, as they always do in these things, got stuck in the sea ice. A rescue operation had to be mounted to save the 52-member crew from freezing to death. Climate scientists refuse to learn from all of this. If at first they don't succeed, they double down on failure. Now, this year, a group of climate scientists set out with sailors and pilots on a 2-month mission from near the North Pole through the Arctic. The objective, according to their website, is to prove the Arctic sea ice coverage shrinks back so far now in the summer that they can navigate through seas that were once permanently locked up by ice. These brave, courageous climate scientists who believe computer models are infallible and that global warming is settled science have run into a problem. You know what it is? It's ice. Yeah, they're stuck in Russian territory because there's too much ice blocking the Northeast Passage. The ice they encountered came as a total shock. It's not supposed to be there. The global warming was supposed to have melted it. Their models and the computer said so. So I guess we'll have to wait a while to see if an emergency rescue operation is needed to keep them from freezing to death. And I'll bet that we have to wait even longer for them to say those three magic words that every husband knows, we were wrong.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. We're about 6 weeks away from the official repeal of Obamacare, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. He adds there will be a transition period of 2 or 3 years.
You've got some people that just doggedly say Obamacare's got to go away day one. Well, you just can't do that because that's where you tear the markets up and people wind up without health care. And then you've got a political disaster on your hands for a future set of elections.
Flores says that will give enough time to implement the replacement to the Affordable Care Act.
During this transition from the repeal of Obamacare until the new system goes in place, nobody's going to lose their health care coverage. The insurance companies are still going to have the stable markets where they can write new policies. And there will be the minimal amount of disruption possible.
Flores says the repeal vote will be held around February 20th. The cooperative agreement reached last month between Blinn College and the Texas A&M Systems Engineering Extension Service for additional workforce training will be monitored by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
It's a good beginning because we actually need a lot of workforce training all over the state.
Rainey also wants more workforce training at the high school level.
I think part of that needs to be done in high schools, and we need to identify those kids who are not college bound and earlier and offer them at least the opportunity to have a workforce training.
Rainey also thinks this could be a blueprint for other higher education institutions around the state. Also from Austin, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick unveils his proposed law banning transgendered people from using the bathroom of their choice.
Transgender students deserve the rights of anyone else, but it does not mean they have a right to use the girls' room if they're a boy.
House Speaker Joe Strauss fears a business backlash like the one in North Carolina could cost Texas up to $8 billion.
If it creates a situation as North Carolina went through, my enthusiasm level would not be high for that.
A Virginia lawmaker introduced similar legislation earlier this week. Another loss for the state of Texas in their abortion battle.
A Texas judge today putting the brakes on a Texas law requiring abortion clinics to either cremate or bury fetal remains until he rules later this month. But he did signal how he feels, calling the plan political. David Brown is with the Center for Reproductive Rights.
The evidence clearly showed they've been intending to
issue this very, you know, strange and intrusive and bizarre regulation for quite some time.
State leaders published their abortion rule last summer, shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court declared a controversial Texas abortion law unconstitutional. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
A report from the Texas Municipal Police Association that there is a recruiting crisis in law enforcement is not happening in Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it's not an issue.
The number of applicants who have actually applied online has steadily gone up over the last 4 years.
Not only are initial applicant numbers strong, but also applies to those who are still available when there are openings.
We keep the applications open for 3 months, so people change their mind. So that number typically drops. But those numbers of people who have shown up have been pretty steady.
McKeithen gives credit to Bryan residents.
Our community is a big supporter of police, and especially of our police department, and that has helped our retention rate.
McKeithen also says at least 5 former officers have returned to the department in the last couple of years. The BCS Chamber of Commerce is looking forward to one of its biggest events of the year. The Economic Outlook Conference is scheduled for Wednesday, January 25th. President Glenn Brewer says this year's theme is Unity and Community, featuring keynote speaker Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager.
We have 400 to 500 people normally come to this thing, and if any business owner wants to know what's going to be happening and are trying to predict in the coming year, they need to see this.
Brewer says something new this year is a chance to sit down with the Bryan and College Station mayors, Andrew Nelson and Carl Mooney.
You come before the event, 7, 8 o'clock, have a cup of coffee, introduce yourself, or tell them congratulations and talk to the mayors a little bit before the Economic Outlook Conference starts at 8 o'clock.
More information about the event is online at bcschamber.org. The start of the spring semester at Blinn College in Bryan will include the semi-annual community orientation days. Coordinator of Student Activities Lane King says the two-day event in the Student Center offers nonprofits and businesses an opportunity to introduce themselves to students at the busiest location on the Bryan campus.
Anyone that has a vested interest in that student population and will be out here.
And students who are from out of town can learn more about the Twin Cities.
Dual enrolled students are a big amount of those students that we're going to see during this time frame. And that really gives them a chance to see what Bryan and College Station has to offer outside of just the Blinn campus and, you know, the AM campus.
Today is the registration deadline. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 30 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's the new year, and your favorite shows are coming back from their holiday breaks, and you don't want to miss them. So here's what you need to do. You need to switch to Suddenlink. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink. And right now, you can get Suddenlink HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $77.99 a month when you make the switch. Give them a call, 877-694-9474. Visit Suddenlink.com for more information. You can ask them about unlimited data plans. That's how you can get incredible speed and unlimited data at incredible prices. And when you get Suddenlink, you can get TiVo, and that's how you won't miss your favorite shows. Also, on demand, they got some great stuff. Blair Witch just came out. Coming up a little bit later on, they've got The Accountant, What Now, Max Steele, all kinds of great things on demand. So give them a call and make that switch today, 877-694-9474, or visit Suddenlink.com. Their customer service is amazing. 877-694-9474 or suddenlink.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 738. Checking the weather. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cold weather, which has been north of the region all week, has finally been drawn into Texas, and it's going to be chilly through the weekend. We have cloudy and breezy conditions today, only 35 to 40. There's the risk of a passing shower today, and it may take the form of some sleet. Tonight, clearing and breezy, 20 to 25. Sunshine tomorrow with high anywhere from 40 to 45. Clear tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunshine's back Sunday, and highs will be 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the Aggie women's basketball team's loss to Georgia. Also, we'll take a look at the details on the Rangers' new retractable roof stadium. And in the NBA, the Rockets win their sixth in a row, while the Spurs improve to 17-3 on the road. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. That's us, 7:39. And we're in the WC Tractor Studios, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and College Station. Okay, so how are we doing on giving these calendar time things away?
We are really, really good. I could probably take one more
text. All right, one more for today.
One more for today.
Okay, 979-695-1620.
We have gotten several requests of T-shirts that say Chelsea and the Boys.
Okay, well, I
told those of you who texted in, I responded and I just said stay tuned.
Okay, all right,
we're working on it.
Okay.
Wow.
So in Grand Junction, Colorado, 32-year-old man is accused of stealing surveillance cameras from a surveillance camera store earlier this year. He was arrested after being caught on the store's own surveillance system.
Right, which would make sense.
Yeah,
his name, they sell them.
Yeah, his name is not Einstein. It's actually Joe Trujillo Sanchez, charged with misdemeanor theft after a store employee who thought he'd been acting suspiciously in the store looked at the security camera video and saw him put a couple of the full-color security cameras in his pants and walk out.
Did he think no one would be watching?
Manager then used Facebook to track him down. More surveillance video to link him to the crime through the license plates on the car that he had driven to the store to commit the crime. So,
My question is, what was he wanting to look for? Like, what was he surveillancing?
Yeah, I'm not sure. All right, so organizers of the yearly Pennsylvania Farm Show have now unveiled the highly anticipated annual butter sculpture.
Ooh.
Finally.
Butter sculpture. Yeah. This year's masterpiece is entitled A Culture of Stewardship, and it was built using a half ton of creamy butter. The piece was made to resemble an ecosystem, a pastoral ecosystem of clean water and mountains and hills, while paying tribute to dairy farmers. Yeah.
All right.
Sculpted by a husband and wife team, they say the buttery artwork represents the unique characteristics of Pennsylvania. Hey, hey, show kicks off tomorrow in Harrisburg. So there you are. And if you want to send off that everybody will talk about, one funeral procession you probably would not want to get stuck behind, the son of a council member in Taiwan wanted to give his dad a happy departure into the afterlife. Several high-level leaders of the country were in attendance, but that didn't stop the son from hiring 50 pole dancers. On top of Jeeps, playing loud music. Apparently, this is a thing. This has long been a thing in China that they send people off that way.
Wow,
just
really?
Saying. Yeah. Pics.
Sounds like a party to me.
Pics and videos apparently available out there if you've got time today, so you'll do that. And the town of Center, North Dakota, is taking center stage thanks to a geographer who has figured out that the fortunately named town is in fact dead center in North America. In North America. The finding lays to rest the decades-old question about the location of the continent's bullseye. It's a question that has eluded scientists. Why? I mean, we can't find Bigfoot.
Exactly.
We can't find the Loch Ness Monster, and we couldn't find the center of North America. Hello?
Hello?
What?
What? You guys said call, and I called.
Oh! Well, did we say call? Oh, no. No, you're supposed to text to get a calendar thing.
Text?
Yeah. I know. Flip phones don't do that. That's
Yes, they do.
Oh, do they? All right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're done for the day. The list is full, so you're just going to have to tune back in next week.
All right.
I mean, stay tuned to now.
Well, yeah, you can't do that now. It's just that there aren't any prizes or awards to be doing. All right. So Oregon has decided to let us know the bedbug capitals of U.S. America.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. They ranked 20 cities. Houston's in at number 17, just so you know. Dallas-Fort Worth in at number 15. But here are your top five. Number five is Columbus, Ohio, then New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore. Well, they're pretty close, aren't they? Baltimore.
Huh?
I mean, I can see D.C. having pests because they got all kinds, but just saying. All right. See if you know anybody with this situation.
All right.
Study from from Brunel University claims that people who post their fitness routine on Facebook have psychological problems.
Oh, my gosh.
So that would be me.
Just telling you. The researchers say people who are always documenting their gym or run activities tend to be narcissists. Is that right, Brad?
I think I'm pretty great.
Yeah. Just ask me. According to the research, the primary goal is to boast about how much time you invest in your looks.
See, that's not how it is. For me, it's about accountability. Okay. I want people to call me out if I don't do what I'm supposed to do.
I understand that.
So that's kind of the opposite.
That is a whole different thing. Well, okay, we'll get you the address of these people, and you can into them on that.
Yeah.
So, wait, but Brad, back to the accountability thing, because I think that's a great point. It's more of a, look what I did. I'm keeping myself accountable by posting and by, you know. But you want people to call you out if you, like, don't post?
Okay. I want them to call me out if I don't post. But I also, you know, also it's nice to hear whenever I whenever someone is inspired by what I'm doing.
That's true.
That helps keep me going. It's kind of a cyclical thing for everybody. You know?
It feeds on itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
I think it's good.
Yeah, I was just going to let y'all know that Highway 21 is iced over on the bridge over 77. I know it's quite a ways out, but if you've got your listeners driving in or out of College Station this morning.
Yeah, if they're headed over to Austin.
21 at 77.
All right,
there's already been one major wreck there.
Really, I appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah, it is. It's a little, I mean, that's over, you know, toward Giddings and all that. But yeah, if you go to Austin, a lot of people go that way, so know that. All right, so we've talked about this. I didn't eat sugary cereals growing up. You guys, yes, no?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Despite the claims of more fiber and vitamin fortified, pre-sweetened cereals, of course, are loaded with sugar. But it's kind of interesting. A study of kids showed that, well, some of them like low-sugar cereals. Researchers at Yale studied cereal preferences in 91 kids. They were given low-sugar cereals, and they chose to add more sugar or fruit to the cereal than the kids who were given high-sugar cereals. Well, why would you add sugar to a sugar cereal anyway?
Yeah.
So anyway, but even with the added sugar, their breakfast still contained less sugar overall than the kids who were eating the pre-sweetened stuff. So yeah.
I like both. You know, I was a big fan of plainer cereals and then also the sugary one. So
well, and then if you make it fun, like you got bananas that they can cut up and put
or
in
blueberries
there,
or something that you can add. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be fun.
Or you give them a dry bowl of Cheerios and give them a banana and let them just jam it into the Cheerios and then eat that way.
Yep.
See?
Nice.
I mean, make breakfast fun. It's an all right thing. parenting skills for all of y'all, just, you know, because that's why we're here. 7:47. See, and then I punched that button, and that was supposed to sound like professional radio. Well, never mind.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Why does love often fade over the years of marriage? One reason is that many couples don't spend nearly enough time having fun and laughing together. They're so stressed by the daily pressures of making life work, they slowly push laughter and fun to the wayside, often without even noticing. But that's a dangerous place to be. A vital piece of your marriage can disappear along with the fun. The Greek philosopher Plato once said, "You can learn more about a man in an hour of play than in a year of conversation." I think he meant that fun and laughter can reveal things about a person you won't notice in routine situations. You'll see more deeply into your spouse and learn what opens him or her up to the joys and happiness of life. It can be a beautiful time of discovery for couples. But you have to make time for it. Jean and I usually have fun on date nights, although they're few and far between. But our favorite thing is to do camping. We've had amazing times together. We've seen wildlife and enjoyed the sort of beauty only the wilderness offers. We've hiked, been caught in the rain, and laughed together about getting covered in mud. If you need to get your marriage out of a rut, find something fun to do together. It could be dinner at a fancy restaurant, a painting class, or camping under the stars together. Smiles and laughter can do your marriage a world of good, and it's a lot more fun than marriage counseling. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common: salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Well, in A&M women's basketball, the team couldn't overcome a slow start, falling 69-59 to Georgia at Stegman Coliseum yesterday. Georgia used a pair of 10-0 runs to take a 40-23 lead at the break, but Texas A&M rallied in the second half, outscoring the Lady Bulldogs 20-10 in the third quarter and closing the deficit to as few as 5 points in the second half, but couldn't pull closer. The Aggies fall to 11-4 on the season and 1-1 in SEC play. Meanwhile, the Lady Bulldogs are 9-6 on the season and 1-1 in SEC play. The Maroon and White return to action on Sunday at 1 p.m. at number 24 Kentucky with pregame at 12:45, and you can catch that action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the men's basketball team looks to bounce back from a loss earlier this week at Kentucky when they take on South Carolina in Columbia on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Pregame will be at 12, and you can catch that one on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In college football, new Texas coach Tom Herman is defending hiring former Ohio State assistant Tim Beck to be his offensive coordinator. Herman says Beck was his primary target at OC. The hire was announced this week after Ohio State lost 31-0 to Clemson in the college football playoff. In Major League Baseball, Dallas-based HKS Architecture firm will design a $1 billion retractable roof stadium for the Texas Rangers. HKS was also the architect for Globe Life Park. The new ballpark will be funded as a public-private partnership between the city of Arlington and the Rangers. The design for the new ballpark is underway, and the stadium should be completed in time for the 2020 MLB season. Meanwhile, the NFL has suspended Dallas defensive end Randy Gregory for at least a year following another violation of the league's substance abuse policy. Gregory's already served 4- and 10-game suspensions this season and is now ineligible for the playoffs. The 24-year-old former Nebraska standout slid to the second round of the 2015 draft over off-field concerns that included a positive test for marijuana at the NFL Combine. In the NBA,
Hart near side, crossing over, raising up, another three is in the air, and another make for James Harden.
James Harden scored 26 points, and Nene made two free throws with less than a second remaining to lift the Houston Rockets to their sixth straight win, 118-116 over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. Houston overcame Russell Westbrook's 49 points, though the star guard struggled down the stretch. Meanwhile, last night in Dallas,
Bledsoe way out over on the left side now. Bledsoe waiting, now slides behind a Chandler screen, stops, looks, about a 20-footer. He drains it. It's good.
Eric Bledsoe scored 26 points, including five straight, to break a tie in the final 2 minutes, and the Phoenix Suns beat the Dallas Mavericks 102-95. Here's Mavs coach Rick Carlisle on being out-rebounded.
Not good, and that's a big factor, obviously, in the game and the outcome and the number of possessions differential. You shoot better but lose by seven. That's one of the reasons. So, and we're going to have to do better.
Deron Williams led the Mavericks with 20 points. Former Dallas center Tyson Chandler had 18 rebounds for Phoenix. And in Denver,
Tony gets a screen from Aldridge. Takes it to the left wing outside the arc with six to shoot. Pick and pop. Faking that jumper is Aldridge. Takes it inside. A hammer slam for LaMarcus Aldridge as he got inside the defense after faking that jumper from the left baseline.
LaMarcus Aldridge scored 28 points, including 11, while sparking a third quarter spurt, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Denver Nuggets 127-99. Kawhi Leonard added 24 points, while Tony Parker had 21 and a season-high 9 assists for the Spurs, who improved to 17-3 on the road this season. And in golf, Jimmy Walker is the first-round leader at the PGA's SBS Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Walker opened with an 8-under-63 for a two-stroke advantage over Jim Herman, Justin Thomas, and Ryan Moore. Herman was 6-under through 13 holes before fading. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 5 minutes till the Infomaniacs from WTAW, and we're sitting right here in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and College Station. Yep, it's 17 out there. That's the chill factor. Again, just be glad you're not up in North Texas where they got chill factors right around 4 right now. Yeah, that's up in Amarillo, and they're going to get some snow up there, too. We'll give you our weather in a minute.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City. We're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore. Come on down and see us.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call, 844-RVs-FOR-YOU. Again, that's 844-RVs-FOR-YOU. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
With Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you'll be able to make hay while the sun shines. Right now, get a John Deere round or square baler with 0% interest for 48 months. Pair it up with a John Deere 5E series tractor, and you'll be able to do more for less than expected. Stop by and visit one of our five convenient locations today, or shop hay tools and tractors online at cptractor.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. Other offers available. See dealer for details.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that, too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till. So everybody complains that people don't respond to their emails.
Yep.
But there's some interesting research that may shed some light on that, like typos.
Oh.
According to the study released last week, email response rates decrease as the number of errors in the email subject line increase.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Overall, emails without any subject line errors averaged a response rate that was 34%. Well, that's not spectacular.
Still pretty low. Yeah.
If an error is detected, however, the response rate dropped down to 29%. So you got a 5% spread there. Capitalization errors affected response rates. But as much as by as much as 15%. You know, sometimes when I'm just typing a real fast answer to somebody, mm-hmm. I don't capitalize it. I just do all lowercase.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lazy about that, I guess. I don't know. A correctly capitalized subject line averages a response rate of about 32%. But the subject line that began with the lowercase letter averaged 28%. Here's maybe kind of interesting. Email sent on Monday had the most errors. Friday was the second most. And Tuesday ranked as the best workday to send emails out. And you know, there's a best day to send out emails. I mean, it kind of depends on the urgency of it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's urgent. Oh, I'll wait till tomorrow because that'd be a really good day for it.
Yeah.
All right, these are strange numbers in the weather. Just strange. 35 today, 22 tonight. 41 tomorrow, 20 tomorrow night. 49 on Sunday. And then Monday, 65. And then Tuesday, 75. So just get through the weekend. Right now, wind chill factors 17. Outside, we got 30 degrees. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business, with 2A radio since 1981. 775-2929. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.